Welcome to the Questo Show.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Cinema Crespedisa. We're talking about that Avengers Age of Ultron. Spoiler alert, this is a spoiler bonus episode. So, spoils ahoy, we be talking about them details. Though apparently everyone in the world has already seen this movie at least three times.
Seriously, right?
By this point, it's already made enough money to fund the governments of at least a dozen third world countries. At least, through the end of fiscal year, probably.
Probably.
It's made so much more money. Likely. Avengers Age of Ultron, the biggest comic book movie yet, I'd have to say. This is me, your host, Christopher Crespo, hanging out with Drew Cogburn. Drew.
What up, brah?
And let's jump right into it. What'd you think? Let's talk about that Avengers and all the wonderful things that happened and all the spoilers and all the details and the ending, etc. What did you think, first off, overall, of that Avengers Age of Ultron?
It was exactly what I expected it to be. Painting.
It was, right? No surprises.
No surprises. Some weirdness and a couple of questions. but after, you know, being on our last episode, realizing the first cut was over 3 hours long makes a little more sense now.
Yes, we mentioned that in episode 121, which is available at chriscrespo.com, iTunes,
there
Stitcher,
were definitely parts of the movie that felt rushed.
Movie does go quickly. For 2 hours and 20 minutes, there's a lot going on, and it gets there quickly. The first cut that Joss Whedon put together with his editors was over 3 hours long, which is absurd
absurd.
Didn't even put out Watchmen over 3 hours. There's no right for an Avengers movie to be that long. So they managed to cut it down to 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is still a pretty long movie. But so much happens, it does have that weird feeling of being a rushed 220, which is actually, you know, Watchmen was like a rushed 240.
Yeah.
It's theatrical cut versus the 3 hour cut versus the 3.5 hour cut. So expect that. Well, what are they going to have more of? They're going to have, you know what? They're for sure going to have more of the whole Thor in the magic cave and the water and the visions.
That was really, I mean, that's how they found out about the Infinity Gauntlet, I guess.
Yeah,
but
there seems to be more going on in there. The whole thing with Heimdall and his eyes are all white, and it's got to be leading up to Thor Ragnarok, which is Ragnarok is the end of like when all the gods die in Norse mythology, right? So that's the whole point of that. That's got to lead into that somehow. Apparently, Loki had a cameo in the movie, which got cut out. Must have been during that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about this? So the movie starts in mid-action.
Yes.
Right. The Avengers have assembled, and they're raiding some compound.
They're raiding the compound for looking for Loki's staff.
I had to go through Wikipedia pages for the past Marvel movies to try to figure out what the hell happened to the staff. The staff was in Avengers.
Uh-huh.
Was it powered by the Tesseract? Or did he just touch the staff to the Tesseract?
He just touched it to it.
So, when at the end of Avengers, the Tesseract was like put in a vault somewhere. No, it was given to Thor to protect.
Yeah.
Right? And he took it with him to Asgard,
I think. It's an Infinity Stone.
It's an Infinity Stone, right. I'm trying to keep track of the Infinity Stones. Here's my thing. So that's gone. That's already locked up somewhere.
Yes.
Loki's staff is a separate whole thing altogether that he just touched to that stone, but it had a stone inside it the whole time?
Yes. Its power was because the power of Loki's staff was actually just
Another Infinity Stone.
Yeah, the power of another Infinity Stone.
Did he know that? I feel like he didn't know that.
No, he definitely didn't know
that. Because if he knew that, then he wouldn't have needed all those aliens. He could have done everything himself.
I guarantee you it was hidden there for a reason.
It was hidden there. We'll ever find out. So, but then when they beat Loki, who had his staff? Didn't they have his staff?
I don't remember.
Like, how did these bad guys get the staff? Did that happen on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something?
Well, it was a Hydra thing, so.
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. had it.
S.H.I.E.L.D. had it. S.H.I.E.L.D.
became Hydra.
And that Captain America dose.
Yes.
So therein lies.
That's where they had it. So then they gave it to that guy to do the experiments.
Probably.
Okay. Turns out the whole time Infinity Stone inside it, no one knew. No one thought of breaking the thing open.
Well, no one but Ultron.
No one but Ultron. Okay, so let's get to Ultron. The whole late, I do like how in this movie it had an action scene with all of them doing their thing together, and they're working as a team.
Oh, the comic book moment.
And they had the comic book post cover. Yeah, which is really silly looking. I appreciated that. I liked that how they jumped right into it. There was no big moment where they had to get everyone together. Like, they didn't have all separate big entrances. They were all introduced together as a team. And I think that was pretty cool. I liked that dynamic more this time around than I did with the first Avengers, with the whole, it's their first time together and like they kind of don't trust each other, you know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it better this time around. So they do the raid, they get the staff, not knowing what's inside it, and they start using it to. Tony Stark gets Banner to help them, help each other for how to do artificial intelligence, like Ex Machina.
Yes.
They want to make an Ava.
Yeah.
But it's more like Skynet. It's to protect the world, take everything out of human hands and peacekeeping.
Yeah, because there was just an alien invasion. Literally, alien invasion.
Just an alien invasion. So, yes, got to protect at least from the aliens. Ultron comes online. Almost like by accident, because they're working on it, but they think it failed, and they walk away, and then it comes up.
Well, Jarvis continues to run tests.
Listen,
if anything comes up, I'll let you know, boss. Yes.
And then it came up. It was created, but before Jarvis could do anything, it it was AI, so it got information really fast and started taking over. Yeah. And Ultron.
Boom, Ultron.
I liked how it was like the representation of their consciousnesses, Jarvis and Ultron, and the way they're communicating and the way he was getting information and stuff. I really thought that was cool.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And then he put himself in robot bodies, and then more robot bodies.
And then better robot bodies.
He kept finding better robot bodies.
And then you got to build the ultimate robot body.
Build the ultimate robot body, which ended up being
Vision.
Vision.
Yeah, that... But I guess part human, part vibranium android.
Because like, because they use the machine that made flesh.
Yeah, but they use the vibranium, so it's like on a cellular level.
So he's like Metal Man on a cellular level.
Metal Man.
Yeah.
But not made out of metal. His skin is completely on a cellular level laced with vibranium.
Yeah. Yeah. Played by Paul Bettany.
Yes.
Who was the albino crazy monk from the Da Vinci Code.
Correct.
Yeah. Interesting.
And in a lot of weird other movies.
He's done a bunch of stuff. But that's all the way at the end, though, the Vision. That Vision stuff comes late.
Yeah, it does.
Before that, they create Ultron, and then Ultron immediately starts smashing shit up.
Oh.
And
using the twins.
Okay, so that's the whole thing with X-Men, right? Where
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are children of Magneto.
But in the movie, their parents are dead.
Strucker's enhancements.
And they're enhancements. They're enhanced. They kept calling them enhanced.
Yeah.
The enhanced beings.
Yes.
Instead of calling them mutants, because they're not allowed to.
No.
Because of copyright. Because of law. Because of copyright law. Put those two together. That's what you get. So this is our second time seeing Quicksilver in a movie in 2 years.
Yes, different Quicksilver.
Right, different Quicksilver, different actor, different way he looked, but still guy who grows really fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in this...
That's what they are.
Spoiler!
Spoiler alert!
He dies in this one.
Okay, so in Marvel movies, no one ever stays dead, ever. Agent Coulson is apparently dead in the movies, but he's alive on a TV show. So that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Sure.
Okay. Nick Fury, they killed him in Winter Soldier, but then he came back. He wasn't dead.
Yeah.
Bucky Barnes gets killed in Captain America, but then he's Winter Soldier. He's not dead. No one dies for real in any of these movies. So is he coming back? Because he seemed pretty dead in this movie.
I would say eventually. Maybe once Marvel gets the X-Men rights back.
Is it a whole thing with... they're never getting those rights back. Is it a whole thing with the whole killing off of the X-Men franchise on their end? Marvel has taken steps in the book series. Yeah. So they're winding down X-Men. They're killing off all the characters, and they're not writing any more new X-Men. And they're getting rid of Fantastic Four also. Because as long as those properties are with other studios and they can't get any of that money or as much as the money...
They're not going to give them stories.
Yeah, they don't want to give them shit. But I mean, both of them already have decades upon decades of stories to pull from anyway, so that doesn't matter. But yeah, they're playing dirty pool with Fox, which is interesting. Yeah, so was that part of it? Did they introduce their Quicksilver just to kill him?
Gotta be.
The first death that matters?
Yeah.
Because none of the deaths matter in Marvel Universe.
Well, apparently they're all going to start mattering. I hope so. Because all these little ancillary X-Men characters that are popping up in these other Marvel movies, I guess, will be dying.
I guess they killed the villains. Like,
or not. They killed, or just non-existent.
They killed
all.
The villain in Guardians of the Galaxy, right? He got destroyed by the by the gem.
Yeah.
And then Ultron got destroyed. Vision killed the last remaining Ultron bot, and they shut him out of the internet, so he was stuck in a robot, and then they destroyed the robot, so his consciousness had nowhere to go.
Right. Which is odd, because in the comic book world, the bad guys never die.
Right. It's the other way. Bad guys never... Well, in comic books, no one ever dies. They die, but they never die.
Yeah, they get... I mean, they get defeated, but it's just like in the old cartoon series, you know... You defeat Skeletor one day, he retreats back to his camp, you retreat back to yours, and you both come back to have another fight.
And then you wait for him to mount another attack.
Exactly.
But not in those... So they... All right, so they, Ultron's gone, for sure.
Yeah.
But now we got... Yeah, we don't really know. But now we got the new... We're really, like, jumping around this thing.
Yeah, we are. Of course we are.
But so what? I mean, at this point, it's like you... If you're interested in Avengers Age of Ultron, you must have seen all the other Marvel stuff. You already know how everything connects. So it's not like you need your hand held when we talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you're not up on it by now. But even then, like I was saying, I had to go back and like, wait, with the staff? So I had to talk it out with you to figure all that shit out. It was a little confusing. I consider myself pretty savvy and knowledgeable. And I was still like, wait a second. What happened? What did I miss?
Yep, it's a lot of nonsense going on.
Oh, so much nonsense going
Intertwining
on.
Intertwining stories.
So what I liked about this one over the other Avengers movie is how... So it's, you know, be careful what you create, what hath man wrought type of thing. Mm-hmm. They're more directly involved with the bad guy, the outcome of the world and all that stuff. In the first movie, it's Loki. It's a bad guy from another movie showing up in their movie, but like, I want to take over the world. And then he has aliens come, and that's it. That's the end game.
Yeah.
That's why the movie was so boring for like, the middle of the movie. They had nothing to do. They had to wait for the aliens to show up. In this one, they create the bad guy by accident, and then the whole time they're trying to stop it, and they're chasing him around the world, and while he's, like, trying to get bigger and better, and they're like, shit, and it's not working because Scarlet Witch does the whole, like, mind fucker
thing. Yeah, I mean, at a certain point in time, you know, the Avengers take a couple blows.
Yeah, they have to...
They get knocked down a bit.
They got to do the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and go to the farmhouse and, like, recuperate for a few days before they can go back out there and fight again, right?
Yeah.
So there's more going on. So while it does feel, I guess, more mushed up, more, you know, more rushed or whatever, I actually appreciate it more. I like that it just was more action-y and it was just going from plot point to plot point. I actually kind of appreciated it.
Okay.
It worked for me.
Sure.
Because to be honest, at the end of the day, I don't care enough about the characters. I really like Iron Man, but who doesn't?
No.
Right?
His superpower is money.
And he's Robert Downey Jr. His superpower is money and he's Robert Downey Jr. He's the more flamboyant, fun aspects of Batman.
Yes.
Right. Banner's fun. I like Banner and Hulk. Captain America's cool because he's Captain America. You know, I think they made it work with Chris Evans and the way he stepped up as like the de facto leader of the group. And the way he behaves works, you know.
Speaking of the Hulk, I like how very subtly in this movie they're turning the Hulk into an uncontrollable green monster into a somewhat controllable and maybe even thinking green monster.
Into a perma-Hulk?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. I think slowly and very subtly they're doing that.
I read a thing just this morning, where they said the Hulk freakout part, where for the second Avengers movie in a row, the bad guy makes Hulk freak out, right? But at least in the first one when Hulk freaked out, he just like went really far away. And then disappeared for half an hour. And then when they needed him to come back, he showed up. Banner showed up on a motorcycle, like, "Hey guys, how's it going?"
Yeah,
you know, this one they actually had to stop him, and it was more.
Well, they showed the Hulk.
There was much more consequence to the Hulk freakout.
Yes,
right. So the Scarlet Witch makes him Hulk out, and he goes to the nearby city in Africa and starts fucking shit up. I guess were they in Wakanda?
Sure,
maybe.
Maybe
they must have been. Must
well,
have been
I mean, that's where we get. That's where the Black Panther comes from.
That's where Vibranium comes from. Who's going to make his debut in Civil War? The Hulk freakout scene. They almost went with Grey Hulk. He was going to freak out but be gray. Uh-huh. And then they're like, you know what? We'll just keep him green the whole time and try not to confuse
people. Skip the whole Gray Hulk thing.
For now, they're going to skip the Gray Hulk thing. But
that's fine.
But then, like, so he has that freak out and everything, right? And then at the end, he hulks out again for the final action scene like we all expect him to. And then he's in the jet, right? The stealth jet. And he's talking to, Black Widow's talking to him, trying to bring him back, and he shuts off the thing. So he's showing, like, Banner-ish than Hulk-ish. He shuts off the thing, and he sits in the cockpit, and he's like, lonely little Hulk, sad Hulk, you know, just going somewhere by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to go figure out what he's going to do.
But he's calm at that point. He's totally calm.
Yeah, but he's still Hulk. Yeah. Well, because, I mean, that's just the eventuality of it.
The end game is going to be perma-Hulk.
Exactly.
He's always Hulk.
He's always Hulk. He always has super strength, but he's also got the brains of Banner.
He's going to be thinking, too. I would like to get there already. We've seen enough of this raging Hulk. Like, can we get to a more nuanced, interesting Hulk now? I get it. He's pretty much invincible. He batters everything. He freaks out. Cool. Let's move on now.
Yeah.
I got to be down for Gray Hulk. But yeah, so that ends. So it ends. Where's Hulk going to end up? He's not getting his own movie. They haven't announced one. How's he going to come back? Will he be in Guardians 2? I thought this movie was going to end with him in space somehow, and that didn't happen.
Nope. He's going somewhere, doing something.
So he's going somewhere. Will he pop up in Civil War somehow?
He'll pop up. He's got to pop up in something.
So that's all going on. Just trying to stop Ultron. He makes Vision. But they upload Jarvis into Vision instead of Ultron's consciousness.
Yes. Well, they upload Jarvis into Vision and then, you know, realize that the Mind Seeker Stone.
And then that's where the whole Infinity Stones things come up and they start. And they even have like a whole PowerPoint presentation.
So technically, Vision has an Infinity Stone embedded in his forehead.
Yes. So now we know where the fourth one is. So we have Tesseract from Captain America / Avengers, which is in a vault somewhere. No, in Asgard.
Yes.
We have the Red Ether from Thor Dark World, where the Collector has that.
Yes.
Well, they gave it to Collector. They also gave him... No, what happened to the Purple Stone? Because in Guardians of the Galaxy, the Collector's place got bombed. No. So what happened to the Ether, and then what did they do with the Purple Stone at the end of...
Someone
has the Ether one? Probably. Someone has the red one?
Probably. Probably Thanos will probably end up getting it.
And what happened to the purple one by the end of it?
The purple one's being protected by blah, 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 blah.
By
Glenn Close.
By Glenn Close? Really? From Damages? Mm-hmm. They gave it to the lady from Damages?
Mm-hmm. They gave it to Glenn Close.
Okay, I don't remember that. I guess
you remember the end? Yeah, except
I don't remember
they're
yet.
Back at the whatever city they were in, and Glenn Close is there, and she's like, oh, yeah, we'll totally keep it under lock and key seal. Nobody will ever know, blah, 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 blah.
They're going to fuck that up.
You're some super god mutant thing hybrid, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And then that's when they tell him you're half human. Okay, I remember that part. Setting up the next one. Okay, so that's three of them. And then the fourth one now, Vision's rolling around with it. And there's a fifth one, and there's five total. Mm-hmm. So we have, after Avengers Age of Ultron, Ant-Man's coming up. There's not going to be any Infinity Stone stuff in Ant-Man.
Shouldn't be.
He's just there so he can join the Avengers down the road.
Yes.
Next year, first weekend in May, is Captain America Civil War already. Will there be an Infinity Stone in that? Or is that just the politics of the fallout from this movie?
Like I said, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Introduces Black Panther. Black Panther and Doc Strange are both.
I'm thinking more along the lines of either Thor Ragnarok, they'll toss another Infinity Stone in there.
Which means Thor handles his world, gets three of the stones.
Or
Doc Strange?
Doc Strange, because it's all weird.
It's supernatural.
Yeah.
That would explain where the magic comes from. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's left? Of the stones, like, cause I know they all represent different things, mind, and
I have no
idea.
No.
So I wonder which one is a magic stone, a black stone, or something like that.
Maybe.
Going back to Ultron, Spader was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He was pretty great.
He's pretty good at Ultron.
Yeah. Very jokey Ultron.
Very.
Very quippy.
Very.
Quippy and
almost
snarky.
Pissed off teenager.
Yeah. Petulant.
Yeah.
He was a petulant bot. Is annoying. It's like, I wish you're so powerful, I wish you'd be a little cooler.
Yeah, but instead he's a petty little bitch.
And then I did like Aaron Taylor Johnson, Kick-Ass. I thought Kick-Ass was an okay enough Quicksilver.
Sure, he said like a couple things with the Russian accent.
Yeah, did they have to make him Russian? What's that all about?
Names are Maximoff.
Like for real, in the books they're Maximoff? Was it Maximoff in Days of Future Past? They did give him not give him a name in Days of Future Past.
I forget.
Because in Days of Future Past, he was like from Pennsylvania or some shit. He was in someone's basement, his mom's basement. And Elizabeth Olsen was fine as Scarlet Witch, although she had to be of all the characters in the movie, she's the one who then on I can imagine as I'm watching the movie, I'm imagining her on the set making the movie, and they'd be like, "All right, we need you to like hold out two hands like this, and then make a face like wah, and then don't worry, we're gonna add all this red stuff later, but we need you to make crazy faces and waggle your fingers." And I imagine on her set, she's doing that. She's thinking,
imagine you have magic,
and she's like, oh, "I'm getting paid a lot of money to pretend to do this, something like that." Yeah, pretty goofy looking.
Yeah.
But probably the coolest, I guess, powers, so to speak, of all the characters.
Was fun. I mean,
because she makes things explode, or she can hit people with energy. And I've been trying to do that, you know, for years now.
The entire movie,
did you feel that? Did you feel anything?
No,
damn it.
I mean, the entire movie, Hawkeye was making fun of himself. He was like, "I'm a guy with a bow and arrow,"
because he is just a guy with a bow and arrow. Hey, you know, I was reading the Avengers Age of Ultron Wikipedia plot. Summary thing to see if like what I missed.
Yeah,
because apparently I did miss something. Did he retire at the end of that movie? Did he walk away?
Well, he came home.
He went home. All he did was go home. So whoever wrote the Wikipedia entry seems to think that that meant he retired, like he was done.
Well, you see, that's just it. The way that they were. The end of that movie kind of went. It kind of sounded like Hawkeye and Iron
Stark.
Man.
Yeah.
We're both kind of like on their way out. Like, you know what? I'm not really sure about this.
I don't know, but I guess I wasn't paying attention enough to the Hawkeye stuff. I never got the sense that he was leaving. Stark, I knew he's been trying to hang it up since Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
When they took out the thing, and I was just that hasn't been an issue anymore. He no longer has the the thing, which I feel like
it's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. That was the whole point.
Yeah,
that was the whole point of the suit and him being Iron Man. Yeah. He's part Iron, and they just took it out. And now he's not that thing anymore that he said he was. It's like if you had Batman and he's like, "I'm going to dress up as a mouse.
Or a pigeon.
Or a
pigeon man.
A unicorn dog."
Kaiju.
Unicorn dog kaiju. Yeah, so I guess Hawkeye's, I guess he's done.
Sure.
I mean, does anyone care?
No.
He had more to do this time around.
He did.
It was his farm.
Yeah.
Linda Cardellini played his pregnant wife. And I'm always down for it. Hey, it's Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, like
it's Velma. Mm-hmm. You know, she's cool. Freaks and Geeks. Yeah, fucking Hawkeye.
Who cares?
And then Scarlett Johansson. She's like, every movie, she's like a different character's love interest. This time around, it was Banner.
Everybody wants to bang ScarJo.
I mean, who doesn't? She's great in her outfits, you know? She's also Black Widow, so she's all like dangerous and stuff, which makes it more
super
exciting.
Assassin.
Yeah, it's like,
who can't have kids?
It's like,
she's sterilized.
Yeah, that whole scene. Okay, so I'm watching that scene. There's a scene where he's like, he's talking about how he can't, you know, he can't have kids. He can't procreate because he's filled to the brim with gamma radiation. So whatever he puts out is going to be four eyes.
Or what happens
half
if
a limb?
What happens if I Hulk out when I'm
well? Don't
make midcoitus.
Don't. That happens when he's angry. Don't have angry sex with him then.
Would she explode?
Yeah. Don't have angry sex. Keep him happy during sex. That's all. Then that's fine. I know some people are into that. I'm sorry, Bruce. You can't. But. Yeah, I mean, I think he was talking more along the lines of he just literally can't have kids, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's sterilized from the gamma radiation.
Yeah, probably.
Right? And then she's like, well, you know, I went through that assassin program where on the graduation day, they sterilize you. It makes everything easier. The whole time I'm just hearing her telling him that he can jizz on her all day long and not worry about
happen.
It. It's like, it's all good, buddy.
You do what you want.
The plumbing works just fine down there. Just go for it. That's all.
Yep.
And I'm like, there's kids behind me. There's a row of 10-year-olds and hearing about sterilization.
Yeah.
A lot of kids in that theater.
Yeah, there were.
And then there was like, at one point, someone said, are you guys hiding the plane, hiding the zucchini? Big green dick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. Are you guys done playing hide the zucchini?
Yep.
Like, hey, that's a sex joke.
Yes, it is.
There's kids in here.
Hiding the zucchini.
I feel uncomfortable.
It's green.
I feel very uncomfortable that you just referenced Hulk's penis
yeah.
in a theater full of children, uh-huh. and I'm here with it. It's and all going on.
None of those kids even remembered that joke.
One or two of them will be like, I think he's, I think you're talking about, why would they hide vegetables?
I don't think they even registered on the radar. They probably, I mean, they heard it, but I don't think they actually heard it.
Some of them did. I guarantee you some of them did.
Because it was action, 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 zucchini, action, 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 action.
I don't think that one baby understood it. That one person brought a baby into it, and then it was like crying during a bunch of
meh.
I was like, come on. It's a, hope the baby understands all the Iron Man moral quandaries.
Uh-huh.
Good thing you brought that fucking thing. Punts it out of here. Get out of here. So Hawkeye's apparently gone.
Okay, sure.
Which is fine.
I'm okay with that.
No offense to Jeremy Renner. And then leading up to this is building up to Civil War, so obviously we're getting at least one more Stark as Iron Man.
Yes.
Because he's going to be Iron Man versus Captain America.
Uh-huh.
But Infinity War is like another year or two down after that. So that's going to be, like you said, the end of the movie, we had new Avengers.
Yes.
But he was all like Avengers, and then it was like the end of Sopranos.
Yeah.
Where it just cut to black. It's like, don't stop.
Well, I mean, and if they're doing Civil War, then Chris Evans gets an out.
Yeah, they've been working on that for a while. I mean, he can't be Captain America forever.
Which is fine, because they're going to kill Captain America in Civil War. He dies.
And then does that make... But do deaths matter? Deaths have to start mattering. Quicksilver has to be... is Quicksilver and Ultron the first ones?
Probably, because Chris Evans is going to have to die so they can have somebody else be Captain America or whatever.
Falcon.
Sure.
Anthony Mackie. In the comic book last year, they made Falcon, he stepped into the Captain America shoes, and it was like the first black Captain America.
Well, there we go.
So, and then they said at the time, this has nothing to do with what's going on in the movie universe.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit there. Anthony Mackie is going to be your next Captain America. Which is, yeah, I like Anthony Mackie. He's fine. I mean, he's not great, but he's not bad.
You don't need to be great to be Captain America.
That's true. You just got to be heroic.
And conservative.
And, yeah. And stoic. Stoic, conservative, and unable to get drunk. How about that Stan Lee cameo?
Yeah.
Where you drank the Thor 1,000-year-old alcohol.
Yep, got so wasted he couldn't do anything.
And he was like, 1,000-year. That's for the nerds. Mm-hmm. For you nerdos out there. At the beginning. Funny scene, that scene where the Thor at a party and Thor's just dressed in like a blazer and the collar of the shirt.
Yeah.
Right? And then also there's a later scene where he has a hoodie on and just a jacket.
He's just like, yo.
But then when you go from that directly to a scene where all of a sudden he walks into a room and he's in full on Thor get up
with
cape and everything,
it's like Superman, man. He's got that whole thing underneath.
This is absurd. I liked how when Vision was creating himself, like he met Thor and he looked at him, he looked at his outfit, and he's like, huh, cape. And then he made a cape. He's like,
yep.
It's like, I like the way that looks.
Yeah, and then because you know only the worthy can pick up Mjolnir, he just walks over to it and picks it up. And like, there's that whole scene where they all try and pick up Mjolnir.
Yeah, which just seemed like comedy, right? And then Captain America budges it. Because doesn't that happen? Like Captain America in the comics, he's like close to being able to move it. So he budges it, but he doesn't make Thor sweat for a second.
Like, whoa,
which
wait
is
a
really
minute.
Funny. That's like the humor
and
of the
and
movie.
Then Vision just picks it up and hands it right to him. Like, here you go, bro. It's yours.
Yeah, that was an interesting moment. I just assumed that it's because he's all vibranium and he's like the strongest thing in the world right now because he's Vision. I assume that's why. But is it because...
It's a moral thing.
It's a moral worthiness thing.
Yeah.
It's because he's so... Since he's brand new and pure, he's so innocent.
You are literally... Yeah, Mjolnir chooses you. You do not choose Mjolnir.
So that's why they had that shot of Thor and Vision standing off to the side having a powwow. I wanted to hear that conversation.
Dude, how the fuck did you pick that up?
Was it that or was it like, let me tell you what's going on. You just picked this thing up. You know what this means? You know what this means, buddy? Vision is by far the most interesting character for me. The one I'm most interested in and I want to see more of at this point.
In the movie world, yes. In the comic book world, no one gives a fuck about Vision.
Why is that? Because he's got it all.
Ancillary character.
Is he just an ancillary character? Because they made a big deal about him in this one.
No one wants to read a comic book about an AI. You can't relate to it, personally. He's not... He's a very good cast member, not a very good solo. Like, do you want to see a, you know, Paul Bettany Vision movie?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I want to see how he's handled in further installments to see how interested I am. Because as much as I like Hulk, I really do like Hulk. He's a great character. I don't know if I need necessarily see a Hulk movie. Because how much can you get out of that? Like obviously, obviously it's hard because they tried a couple times and it hasn't been great either time. Mm-hmm. Certain characters just let themselves better to the solo treatment. Yeah, I guess maybe Vision wouldn't work so well as in the solo thing. But I want more of him. And he disappeared during the final fight scene for like 10 minutes.
He's off doing his own thing.
Why? They're doing this whole action thing. We need more Vision. And then he just disappeared. And then he comes back like right at the moment when he needs him to. Yeah, when someone else is about to die, he comes in and saves the day. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's this character.
Well, I'm sure he was in the background of all those scenes flying around.
I guess so. I wonder if he was like ripping him apart and brain zapping him. The moment at the end where Iron Man, Vision, and Thor using this hammer are all like three-way Ghostbuster-style zapping Ultron, and he's trying to like get him back. That was like the most comic book-y moment in the whole movie right there, where they're all three of them like...
Really? Not even the cover? Not even the but cover it, thing in the beginning it's the where same they're going, it's like, here's this, and now they all come together and action pose, actually, slow motion.
Three moments. There's that very comic book... during the final fight with all the Ultrons, when they're like, is that all you got? And he brings a whole bunch of them, and then there's that rotating shot where it's just shit going on everywhere, and it's almost an abstract collage. Movie-wise, it was almost kind of annoying to try to look around the screen to see what's happening, but I understand what's going on. It's like when you have those big panels where it's a whole shit ton of action in a panel, and then you have the time to look around with your eyes and see everything. So that was like, I understand this on a comic book level, but that moment where it's like Iron Man's going, like palm zapping, and then Vision shows up and he's like face zapping, phew, and then Thor is like hammer lightning zapping, and it's like there's so much different zapping going on, and Ultron's trying to fight it back. Like, this is totally... like the essence, the spirit of everything that the comic book is all about. Yeah. The absurdity of it. And kind of fun. I was like,
that's fun.
It's fun. Yeah. Sorry. How would you compare this one to The Last Avengers? Like did you like it more? Did you like it less? Was it because now this time around you had more, you knew what to expect more.
Well, I think like you said, in this one there was more of an actual villain. There was more of a point to the story.
Yeah, I thought so.
There was, and on top of it, there was more action, and there was a little bit more character development on the minor characters that haven't had their own movies.
Hawkeye and the Black Widow, yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
So
I actually try to make you care about them.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was what it was. It didn't. I knew what kind of movie I was getting into, and it did not disappoint.
Right on. I would say I actually think I like this a little more than the first Avengers first time around. I think it was, like I said, we knew what we were getting into. We knew what it was going to be.
And it didn't disappoint.
Didn't really disappoint. It didn't really bore me, which is good. Obviously, even though it's trying to be its own thing, it's also still setting up other things.
Yeah.
So it can't just be its own movie.
No.
It has to be leading up to.
Yes.
Civil War and Black Panther and
whatever else they're trying to have it lead up to.
Yeah, so it's that's that whole thing. But yeah, we're going to have all new Avengers. So is that going to be as of Civil War, we'll see an Avengers group that's going to be Vision, Scarlet Witch. Who else was it?
Vision, Falcon. Scarlet Witch, Falcon. I mean...
Wasn't there another person? Falcon. Captain America, there's got to be a fifth person.
Yeah.
A group of four? That's lame. We need five.
I mean, the Hulk will always be there.
Well, he was sad jetting it out of there. Hulk.
I mean, they can pull other people have been in and out of the Avengers for a long time.
Well, in the comic book wise, we're talking about in the movies, though. We can't just introduce a new character on the fly here.
Yeah. Well, I guess established characters have been part of the Avengers.
Ooh, could they throw Ant-Man in there?
Ant-Man, yes, he's an Avenger.
Are they shooting Civil War now? I don't think so, not right now.
Ant-Man is an Avenger, technically.
He is, yeah, at one point. He was one of the original Avengers, wasn't he?
Maybe.
And Hank Pym, the original Ant-Man, invented Ultron? He's not a Tony Stark invention in the comics? He's an Ant-Man creation?
I don't remember.
I think so. That's what I keep reading. There's a... What's that other thing? I forgot.
Sweet.
Forgot what I was going to say with that one thing. Oh. Infinity Wars 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans said that they're the film shoot for that is going to be 9 months long.
Mm. You know, maybe they'll do the Infinity Stone in the Fantastic Four movie.
But they can't.
Alternate dimension.
They can't do that, though.
They can't?
No, because it's Fox. Fox has Fantastic Four. Infinity Stones, those have to be included in the rights conversations because they have all that broken down. Mm-hmm. They gave Silver Surfer back to Marvel. Marvel has Silver Surfer.
They're going to need him.
Are they? For what? For Infinity War?
Fighting Thanos.
He fights Thanos? So when they're going to introduce him? In Infinity War? The first one?
Probably.
In part one?
Or maybe in maybe Guardians of the Galaxy Dose. He is surfing through space, literally.
True. That'd be a good time to introduce him. What about Galactus? Was Galactus part of that deal? I wonder. Do you need Galactus in there?
Maybe.
I don't know if he's still Fantastic Fouring it up with Fox or I don't know what's going on. And then Spider-Man. They were trying to work Spider-Man in Civil War. It didn't happen, but they can always use him in future Avengers movies.
Mm-hmm. Wolverine, too. He was in the Avengers for a little while.
Yeah, but that's Fox. They got him. They got Wolverine on lockdown. They ain't giving that up. They just have to make a movie every certain number of years. They will crank out a piece of shit. They will give us an X-Men Origins Wolverine before they let that revert. Mm-hmm. Too much money. Too much money. Avengers, Age of Ultron. That's 2 hours of that.
Yep.
Two hours and 20 minutes of that.
It was long.
Yeah, but, it was long, but you know.
So weird. Long, but rushed.
Yeah. So, I guess there you go, right?
Go see it in theaters. Just do it already.
Go see it. Enjoy it. It made a ton of money. And help it make some more money because Disney needs your help.
Yeah. Because that's what they need. More money.
All right. That's it. We're done talking about Marvel stuff for now, for the next couple of months anyway. Until Ant-Man comes around. Thank you, Drew.
Welcome.
Thanks for downloading and listening, and we'll be back this weekend with episode 122 of Cinema Crispy, so a Mother's Day edition.